it's time to have a look at accessible technology. And Paul Porter joins me now from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
We're looking today at a phone app which works for Android and for iOS.
That's right. The Android version's been around for a couple of years, and I think last week they brought out a version for the iPhone, so we can talk about both. They pretty much do the same thing. The app is one of these apps that does various things in one, all to do with using your camera or your GPS. It's called ID, that's EYE-D, and it's available on the Android platform through the Google Play Store and on Apple devices through the Apple Store. And it's free, and you basically load the app, and it has various functions, one of which is to recognize text. So you hold it above a piece of paper. I've been trying it with train tickets, and it works really well. You click the button, or on the iPhone, you can press the volume buttons, and that'll take a photograph. And within about a second, it comes back with the text that it's recognised and reads it back to you, and you can go through that and read it. So you can read something like a ticket or a letter or a poster. It's very quick, very easy, and the great thing about it is it's free.
So am I right in saying that you can use it to recognise shops and places outside as well?
Yes, you can. It uses your GPS, and it uses information, you know, publicly available. So I can, for example, click it here in Judd Street in London, and it will tell me that RNIB is here, and there's a shop called the Half Cup, and there's a pub called the Skinners, and various other restaurants and shops and businesses around. It won't tell you, you know, exactly when you're outside a particular shop, but none of these systems do, because GPS is still, whilst it's very good, it's still not pinpoint accurate. So you might be, you know, 10, 15, 20 metres out. But we are hopefully looking at a new system of GPS that will give us much better accuracy in the coming years. But it does give you that information. You can click on it, and it brings up Google Maps, so it will give you a bit more information about a particular business or shop or whatever it might be. In addition to that, you've also got a What's Around Me, and it you click on that, and it brings up various categories, you know, shops, bus stations, etc. So you can zoom into that, and it will give you information that it knows about these different categories that might be within a couple of miles radius of you. In addition, it's got a feature that's quite popular these days called image recognition, and you point your phone camera at what's there in front of you, and it will tell you, for example, there's a desk, there's a computer, there's a phone, there's a person sitting at the desk. So, you know, these image recognition systems are getting more sophisticated. You know, so it might be able to tell you what a particular food item is or a particular something in a box. And it's getting to the point, you know, you can point it at a specific item and it will give you information about that particular product. So quite exciting. You know, it means you can use your phone, as we've talked about on the show, for over a number of years, you know, for all sorts of different exciting and innovative things that you can do with your phone.
How about reading script that isn't printed? Can it handle that?
Doesn't do handwriting. I mean, Seeing AI, the Microsoft app that does a similar type of thing, that is able to read handwriting, and I've had some success with that. That came out just before Christmas, and I was able to read Christmas cards that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to read with any other app. So handwriting is becoming possible, but it is quite difficult. And it does, at the end of the day, depend on, you know, how the person's written in that particular script. So, you know, it is going to vary tremendously depending on people's writing styles.
Yeah, well, I mean, humans can't even read my writing. What about columns then? Can it handle that?
You know what? I must admit, I haven't tried columns, but I think it would.
But it's a free app, so why not just have a go at it?
Indeed, it's a free app. You know, you've got various ones. You've got ID, as I've mentioned today. You've got Seeing AI from Microsoft, which at the moment is only Apple-based. It's not available for Android yet, but we're hoping that may change sometime in the foreseeable future.
If you'd like any more information on this, the ID app, or any other piece of accessible technology, then why not give the RNIB Technology for Life team a call?
Absolutely. So you can call us on 0303 123 9999. That's their RNIB helpline, and ask for the Technology for Life team. Or you can email tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Paul Porter, always a pleasure and informative. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Simon. Speak to you soon.